Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Hey, we're going to go down to Mineota and visit with Janet Ferris. Janet's the coordinator for the annual Mineota Spring Blowout. And Janet, big Saturday coming up.
Yes, we do. This coming Saturday on May 11th.
Yeah. Yeah, we've visited every year for this, and it just kind of seems to get bigger and bigger. And people are sure have a lot of fun shopping in Mineota, don't they?
They sure do. We have a lot of good deals going on with local vendor our businesses, and then we do have a vendors and crafters at the Bethel Fellowship Church in Mineota as well.
Okay. Why don't you tell us some of those specials and maybe some of the vendors that are at Bethel.
Okay. Well, at Bethel, we do have Avon, Three Hearts Vintage, Color Street, Scentsy. There's 31 Gifts, Tastefully Simple, Paparazzi Jewelry, Kathy's Creations. There's a new one that we got in this year called Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's handmade, homemade bath products.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like bath bombs and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
And then we do have Pampered Chef Norwex and Up North Dreams that is coming as well, and that's all handcrafted stuff, too, on that last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what time does the Bethel Church open for this, then?
We open at 9, and we'll be open until 2. We do have a Sloppy Joe lunch that will be served between 11 and 2 mm-hmm. by the Pool Pals for the Mineota Pool here. And then we also will do a silent auction there as well that will benefit Mineota Public Schools baseball team. They are trying to redo the dugouts. They're mm-hmm. renovating dugouts, and they're pretty close to getting done, and we're trying to raise a little bit more money for them.
Okay, well, great. I know the Mineota Pool Pals, they're trying to keep the pool there updated
yes.
and everything, so
mm-hmm.
two great things that you can support.
Correct, yeah, and they're very important for both of them are for the community.
Yep, for sure. Tell us a little bit about the downtown area then.
Well, we'll have all the stores will be open with some great specials. There will be the Arch Door, Jay's Dream. There's B. Lenore, This and That Created will be open. We have a couple of other little things that are going on, too, in town that will be open. Just some of our normal businesses, and they'll all have some specials going on.
Okay. Yeah, sounds a lot of fun. It always is fun.
I've
been down there for that, so get a lot of people coming into Mineota.
Yeah, we do, and we're expecting a good crowd on Saturday, so come on down and celebrate the spring with us. We finally get out and get a little bit of sunshine after this winter.
Yeah, everybody's been kind of cooped up, right?
Yeah, we have been.
Is there a certain hours for this on Saturday then?
Most of the stores will be opening around 9 as well, and some of them will go a little bit later, maybe until 3 or 4 in the afternoon. But as far as the vendors at the Bethel Church, that will go until 2.
All right, Janet. Well, thanks for telling us about the Mineota Spring Blowout, and just want to encourage everyone to come on over to Mineota Saturday, shop Mineota, a lot of great little small businesses there. And it's always good to support small business, right?
Yes, correct. It is, yes. We have a great little variety and a lot of stuff that people don't even know, I think, that we actually do have in town.
Right, that's right. All right, thanks, Janet.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep, that's Janet Ferris, coordinator for Mineota Spring Blowout, happening this Saturday in Mineota.